Listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on January 14th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I am Tanonoka Wande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about nationwide public protests in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can get us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about protests in Zimbabwe's major cities over fuel price hikes and the harsh economic situation in the country.
Protesters barricaded roads and bent tires in Harare and Bulawayo as thousands of people took to the streets protesting over the worsening economic crisis in Zimbabwe as President Emmerson Mnangagwa left the country for a five-nation visit.
Police fired tear gas to contain the unrest. Gunfire was heard in the two cities as the police and army were engaged in running battles with angry protesters. Unconfirmed reports say some people were shot dead during the protests. Police were not available for comment.
Cash shortages have plunged Zimbabwe's economy into disarray. President Emmerson Mnangagwa announced a massive fuel price hike 2 days ago in an effort to contain a runaway currency crunch.
The Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions and several non-governmental organizations on Sunday urged local people to stage peaceful protests in order for Mnangagwa's government to fix the economy, scrap the quasi-currency, the bond note, and for workers to be paid in United States dollars.
Please note that this program is being live streaming on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Ngiyabonga mahlaba sizulini njani lapho khona endaweni zonke ke zomhlaba. Ye, lamhlanje sikhuluma khona kokwenzakala eZimbabwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi abantu sibili bebe chaitoitoi abanye besenza konke abakufisayo emgwaqweni lapha, abanye bevimbe ngamatshe, abanye betshisa amathaya kunjeya. Sizwile ke ukuthi amapolisa abexotshanisana labantu ukuthi la masotsha la esenza njalo. Sizokuthiwa ke kulabantu abangani badutshule sibili balimala, kulabanye kuthiwa bangabe bafile, kodwa befile, kodwa sikwazi ukuthi bangabe bebangaki. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi likubona njani khonokho okwenzakala eZimbabwe. Kambe ukutshengisela emgwaqweni yikho kungenza ukuthi kuguquke isimo somnotho kumbe hatshi. So ke konke khonokho kwenziwe ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ubikile ngeSaturday kumbe ngithi ngomgqibelo ukuthi-ke sokukhujulwe intengo yamafutha epetulo lawe dizili. So nxa sesikhangela sibili abakwaziyo bade beku-more than 150% increase yankhona. So ke asixoxeni zulukandaba. Kunjalo ke wona
ndiripo Dube. Zvino hazvina kunyatsomira zvakanaka muZimbabwe pazuva ranhasi, nekuti kwaita bongozozo, vanhu vapinda mumigwagwa vachivhara migwagwa vachiratidza kusafara nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika, zvikuru sei nyaya yekushayikwa kwemari, kudhura kwakuita mafuta emotikari nezvimwe zvizhinji zviri kunetsa munyika. Asi nhasi ndopazvazonyatsopfachukira kunze, vanhu vakatanga kuita zvekuvhara migwagwa. Paitavo vanhu vanonzi vachutiwa, vadhuvurwa, vapfurwa kuda pamwe mapurisa, kuda masoja. Hatisati tava nechokwadi kuti vashutwa ava vasvitwa nani, asi ndo pazvasvika pari zvino. Vanhu vari kunetseka nenyaya yemamiriro akaita zvinhu, zvikuru sei nenyaya yekushayikwa kwemari uye zvino kudhuriswa kuri kuita zvinhu, zvikuru sei again pamusoro penyaya yemafuta epetro ayo akakwidzwa mutengo nemusi wemugovera. Saka vanhu zvose izvi zvinovagwadza, zvinovashatirisa. Ndo zvatazoita kuti tione zvataona nhasi. Saka toda kuti titaure nenyaya yezvinhu zviri kuitika izvi, uye maonero enyu uye zvekuti imi munofunga kuti zvinhu zvingafambiswa sei kubva pari zvino, nokuti kumira kwazvakaita iko zvinezvi hakusina kumira zvakanaka zvachose. Saka musakanganwa kuti chirongwa ichi chiri kubudawo live paFacebook page pedu. Saka kana muchikwanisa, endaiwo paFacebook page, ipapo munogona kutumirawo mameseji pamusoro pepfungwa dzenyu ya VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona neVOA Ndebele. Kana kuti munogona kutifonerai, sitoko kufonerai, namba yamunofona kakutuma meseji i-001-202-619-2077. Dube. Zvina kumira zvakanaka.
Yeah, that's the situation in Zimbabwe. So, lucky enough, we've got two guests right now. Mr. Pilif Gaule of ZANU-PF is a former Cholocho DCC chairman, former Cholocho senator, and is a current ZANU-PF provincial member for Mat North Province, Mr. Pilif Gaule. Mr. Gaule, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs, and you, my brother.
Thank you so much. So we also have Reverend Dr. Kenneth Mutata, the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Council of Churches. Dr. Kenneth Mutata, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, gentlemen, and good evening, Zimbabwe.
Yes, just for the sake of this program, today is a very fast program. So we are actually asking you to be very brief with your responses. So we'll start with you, Mr. Kaule. Something is happening in Zimbabwe right now. You know, there are these protests, and some of them have been violent here and there, and we are told that some people have been shot dead and so forth. So what's your take on the situation right now?
Thank you very much, my brother Gibbs. And first of all, let me start by saying it is really enshrined in our constitution, if I remember very well, because I'm one of those people who are involved in the drafting of this new constitution that we have in place. And then the thing is that you people are supposed to demonstrate peacefully according to our constitution. But it would appear as if some people really at times, you know, I don't know whether this is coming from the the whole thing, if I talk of what the demonstration that took place today, these were not demonstrations as such, but I can see that it was something that was done by political parties hiding behind something. Because as you can see, some of these incidents, party vehicles were banned, especially ZANU-PF party vehicles were banned and property was destroyed. How come that people really stood so low that they even destroyed their own property? Destroyed mm-hmm. Some people, I remember an incident, like right now I'm in Bulawayo. I witnessed an accident whereby some cars were burnt. Some people were traveling doing their business. But how can you stop people from doing their business? People demonstrate voluntarily. You don't force people to join you when you do the demonstration.
Thank you.
People do it voluntarily.
Thank you, Mr. Kaule. Let's go. Thank you so much. Let's go to Dr. Kenneth Mutata. Your take on this.
Thank you very much. I think the point has already been made that demonstrations and stay-ins and other forms of expressing dissatisfaction with services are constitutional rights. Mm-hmm. And I think the concerns are that some of these processes ended up being violent, and we are hearing that some people have been injured, property has been mm-hmm. destroyed, there were lootings, and some people were shot. We don't know, we don't have facts yet, but this is the information that we are getting. But I think these are symptoms of a challenge that we are facing as a nation. Mm-hmm. What we desperately need is to find a lasting solution, not only to address the question of fuel, mm-hmm. but I think there are socio-economic and political issues that require to be resolved. We have a national question that needs to be resolved, and it can only be resolved one way, when people are going to engage. All other forms, I think, raise awareness of the pertinent issues, but I think for us to find solution, people will need to sit down and find ways in which these are going to be resolved.
Thank you so much, gentlemen, for those starting words. And now I think we've got a caller. Let's go to the caller, then we'll come back to the to these two gentlemen.
Yes, tina mkwema Klapos, mwripo yerepa arunare?
Ndiripo.
Makadi nzwenyu?
Kiri ndipo hedu makadi.
Muri kufona muri kupi?
Tiri ku Botswana.
Muri ku Botswana. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu panyaya iyi.
Ya kuratidzira hakuna kuipa sezvo zviri pabumbiro remutemo wenyika. Chinhu chaipa ndechekuti semaonere andiyanga ndichiita mavideos pa social media. Charwadza ndechekuti vanhu vapinda mumashop vakaluta. Right. Vanhu vanolutira vanhu vari kuedza kuita business kuti vagone kusustaina kuoma kwakaita upenyu. Right. Kune vashandi vanoshandawo umomo mumashops mukuru kuti vanhu ivo vacharasikirwa nebasa. Right. Kufura zvevanhu nekukuvadza vanhu vari kudemonstrate atisingazive hedu pari zvino sezvo tisati tava nehumbo kuti masoja here mapurisa but tiri kuona kuti pane vanhu vanga vasina kupfeka uniform yemasoja asi vakapakate zvombo vanhu ivavo zvombo zvombo maAK-47 usha kuti vanhu ivavo vawanepi zvombo vamwe vane mapfuti diki mapistol usha kuti vanhu ivavo vawanepi zvombo izvozvo kure kuti hurumende vaone kuti no kana vanhu ivavo tikavatumira vakapfeka uniform zvinonzi masoja akauraya vanhu nyika yoziva kana kuti pasi rese rinoziva kuti masoja ndo akauraya vanhu kana ndo vakafura vanhu saka bheta vavatumire vanhu ivavo vasina mauniforms kure kuti zvinhu izvozvo ihurumende iri kuita izvozvo inova iyo yakonzeresa kuti nyonganyonga yese nokuti chinondinetsa ndechekuti president vamunangagwa vanoziti ndo president vane maministers avakaappointa kuna minister of education kuna minister we transport and communication ivo to my surprise vanoinda vondo announce kukwira kwe diesel kwe petrol andizivi ko minister wacho we transport kuzeti basa rei saka zviri pachena kuti no havana vanhu vakagadza ivo ndo vari kutonga vakatongobata kubve kumusoro kusvika kuzasi hapana minister ane basa raanoita kunze kwokuti ivo ndo zvinhu zvanyanya kurwadzenyika kuti no izvi zvazoitwa sei naivo president
pamashoko amataura ipapa pamukoma clopers mashora mativi ese kuti kune vanhu vashuta vanhu mukashora vanhu vanga vachiratidzira vapedzisira vakupinda muzvitoro vachitora zvinhu handiti munoona kuti mativi ese pane zviri kunetsa apa chii chiri kukonzera izvi chii chiri kukonzera izvi
chiri kukonzeresa inhau yehuori huori ndo hwaurai nyika hwakakonzereswa neutungamiriri huripo nhasi nokuti dei kwanga kusina huori president hutori huori hwakaita hwokuti vaivo vanouya votaura kuti voannounce kuti fuel yakwira but paina minister vakaappointa ivo ndonya kuappointa kure kuti vakaappointe dofo here kana vakaona kuti iri dofo saka vakariisire ipapo ngavaribvezve
onga aiwa tatenda chaizvo mukoma clopers namashoko enyu ndinoimba kuti vamwe vatereri vanzwa vachawedzerawo pane zvamataura tinotenda chaizvo okay. Tina we have another caller
yes.
Miss or Ms. Lillian Mandu makadini ko amai
mushe munofara here
aiwa tirina muri kupiko
muri kufara neni tiri ku Cape Town
muri Cape Town ongu munoda kutibatsirawo nenyaya iyi
ina hangudoda kungotaura kuti government yedu yezimbabwe chaikai ngaichingo yakakunikana kudhara ngavachingosiyira vechidiki havana kana zvavari kuita nokuti mukatarisa kuti mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika hazvina kumira mushe and I think kuti
ndofunga ndofunga
yes
yeah but she, in brief Clopers were saying but both sides are wrong people have the right to demonstrate but the police or the authorities have no right to shoot people that was the earlier caller but Lillian here Miss Mandu was beginning to tell us that the government has failed and it's time for them to step aside but then we lost our connection with her
yeah what siya kubaba gawuleke ngesindebele baba gawule uyazwela abantu bayakhuluma lapha bathi ibandla lezano PF selehlulekile ukubusa ngakho ke sokumele lichiye ngoba lokhu kungazani kuyalizimela kakhulu so akuphendula abantu khonapho babagawule ngamafutshane sibili njengoba ngitshilo siqalisa lapho ukuthi kulabantu abaningi abafuna ukungena kulelo
abathi iZanu PF isihlulekile ukubusa ngabantu ngiphandle ukusebenzisa ibala leli ngabantu abagangileyo kakhulu abantu embabona begangile belenjongo zabo zokuganga ngoba ngekuthi umuntu sehlulekile eqalisa indima khona apho ukuthi ahlakule eqalisa umnike ukuthi yeshlulekile ungamnika ngesikhathi sokuthi ahlakule inyanga noma ezine kumbe ezingalo usumbona ukweshuleka kwakhe. Lokho mina ngithanda ukuthi ngikubeke kwezigqendi injongo zabantu abaphikisayo abalenjongo yokuthi badilize lo hlelo lolubalo bonke kuyangapi isanda isabotage leso ekhanya esebhekene engadingwayo noma zinga.
Siyawuza kakhulu ke sicela ubambe khonapho. So Mr. Gawule is dispelling all those kind of allegations. He's saying, you know, this is sabotage that is going on. So I think we've got a caller. Let's go to a caller before we go right round.
Yes, I want. So I would like to pose the question. Kaula, yes. But let's go to
the caller. There's a caller yes. Right now.
Muripe reparu nare tanzao tipana Adonis. Dizo.
Hello. Yeah, telephone.
Eh, magadi ni zeny.
Aya tofara.
Eh, muri kutawara muri kubi.
Ku Abu Dhabi.
Ku Abu Dhabi, aya, kakadi nivo ikoko.
Aiwa, kukurwa diwane suwiti kakumba.
Iso kwa adi, titaurile oso, amunofunga?
I think government has failed in all that. They really failed, yeah. Because it's good to reward also. $2 kira kumba, but you want a situation in which it's very sad, no?
Saka munofunga kuti takatara samberi zvoitwa sei kubva pari zvino.
The way forward, I think, is the government, they fail is to step down, I think.
Do you think that is possible?
I don't think it's possible right now, because they still want to load, right? They want to check. Yeah, everyone wants to see this pocket right now.
Right.
That's why they increase the price of fuel everything, yeah.
Yes. No, thank you so much. Do you still have something to add?
No.
Konyaya dziri kuitika dzidze looting nokushutwa kunoitwa vanhu munozviona sei?
Yeah, but but there's a route for it, right? Route, where is the route? For people who pay the fuel, right? And the government is the main cause of this.
Right.
Most people are reacting to the government.
Yes. Okay. Aiwa, mukoma Adonis, tinotenda chazvo namashoko enyu. Thank you so much. Yeah. I wanted to ask
maybe
Mr.
You can translate first before we go there.
Yeah. Adonis is simply saying that the government has failed and they just should step down. I asked if it was, you know, feasible, if it was possible. He admits that it's not really that easy, but that they have failed and they should just step aside.
Yes. So before going to Mr. Kaole, I'm sorry, we have to take a caller. Hello, Baba Sydney. Baba Sydney, kunjani?
Ngikhona ngisithini lwandle lo.
Ye, unjani lwandle?
Ngiyaphila.
Akusitshela, ubona njani okwenzakala eZimbabwe?
Into eyenzakala eZimbabwe lapho ibuhlungu kakhulu ngokubana nina njengami ngikhuluma ngisezweni ngiseSouth Africa. Ushuthi ngifike ngimncane, but okwenzakala manje akulunganga ngoba iZanu government ayifuni ukuvuma ukubana iyehluleka. Ayifuni ukusinikeza amathuba thina njengentsha ukubana siziphathele ilizwe lethu. Baloko bayayela lapho ezihlalweni zethu. Kwenziwa yini ukuthi ilizwe elithule kangaka njengeZimbabwe? Kubonakala abantu bephethe izikhali ezinkulu kangaka ezibotshelwayo phambi komthetho bedubula abantu, amaphoyisa engekho angafuni nakubabamba, alanda abantu abakhala ngokuhlupheka kwabo. Ukuthi igovernment manje sikhuluma manje the president useRussia. He doesn't care into enzakala eZimbabwe right now. So is it the government for people or is the government for ZANU?
Siyakuzwa kakhulu ke umbuzo esiwuzuleyo sizawufaka lathi phambili ngokuya kwesikhathi. Kodwa ke siyabonga kakhulu ungathina kusasa ba.
Mina ngiyikhuluma ngiyimemba yezapho.
Yebo phela. Siyakuzwa kakhulu baba, sibongile. So that is Mr. Lwandle. He's a member of ZAPU. He's saying what is happening in Zimbabwe is not too good. because he feels that the country belongs to the people and not ZANU-PF. Right. Or maybe before we go again back to Mr. Kaole, let's go to Mr. Reverend Mtata.
Dr. Mtata, imimi sangano renyu rava nenguva richedza kuti dene vakuru vakuru vezvematokero enyika nemapato anopikisa vagara pasi vataurirana. Munoona here sokuti ukama huripo mataurisano anoita vanhu iko zvino izvi zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvi zvinokwanisika kuitwa here? Kana kuti
Hwande hapana chinhu chisingagoni kuitika kana pachingova navanhu. Chiripo ndechekuti inofanira kusvika nguva yokuti munhu wose anzwisisa kuti kana muchavaka muchinda mberi vanhu vose vatenderana kugara pasi. Hakuna nyika yakasununguka ikafamba ichinda mberi vanhu vasina kutenderana at some point kuti I think it's high time when we can sit, we should sit and engage. So I think zvimwe zvose zvichaitiwa whether tinotarisa tikatasa kumasure tichigwa rusununguko rwekusunungura Zimbabwe, at some point we had to go to Lancaster House kuti vanhu vagare pasi. 1980s taita dambudziko vanhu vavurawa kumidlands nematebeleland. 87 kwakagarwa pasi vanhu vakawana nzira yekuti tiende mberi. 2009 zvinhu zvanetsa munyika medu vanhu vakagara pasi tikaita government of national unity. Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti hakuna dambudziko ratinaro senyika harigoni kupedzewa namaelections, harigoni kupedzewa nemhirizhonga. Zuva richasvika rokuti vanhu vose vachaita come to their senses vakati ngatigarei pasi tione kuti tingavaka nyika yedu sei tichienda mberi.
Aiwa, moramba muri parunhare, Dr. Mtata, tinodzoka kwamuri. No, Dr. Mtata is simply saying that regardless of how bad the situation is, there is always a possibility of people sitting down and discussing these issues, just like they did at Lancaster House, like they did during the Unity Accord, and what happened after, following the the fatal elections held in Zimbabwe in 2008. So he's very hopeful that this can be arranged and that one day all of us will have to come to our senses and
discuss some of these things. Yes, slow usithokozile ecingweni. Sithokozile kunjani?
Siyaphila baba linjani?
Siyaphila sibonga mbani mama.
Wako Mkwena.
Mkwena isi ngokwenda lokhu kumbe lokhu uwedwa nje. Uzimele wedwa. Unkosikazi kumbe unkosazana?
Unkosikazi.
Yebo, unkosikazi Mkwena. Sitshele ukuthi wena ubona njani okwenzakala eZimbabwe.
Mina yiwo kakhulu ngenkezo yomnangako. Okwakuthi singangila amandla amakhulu bengivatahlahlale kwangale Russia. Yena lowo president omemukeleyo kwangale Russia ethiye yenza idisaster ngapho bekumele ahlamnike indawo yokuhlala kwangale. Ngapho athole kusifaka wethu president.
Uyajinga sibili mama, kodwa ke kulungiswa njani phela nxa kunje? Anto yabona ukuthi sokulokudubula sokudutshulwana sokuyini yini, akusakhanyisi ungani ngxabangxoza nje. Pho kulungiswa njani nxa kunje?
Thina besikhangelele ukuthi kona uzathi ifeli nxa ikhwele ibiloku ikhwela kambijana mbijana kancane kancane. Namhle ngaya ku-$50 zikeza yeka ku-$80 after 2 months siya ku-$3 zokungcono yosaoke sibe buhlungu kulaloku asenzele kona. Uthi imali yankwana sayithatha ngapha sisebenzisa thi.
Ehe, so ke vele lithatha ngaphi ifuel yangkhona ukuthi lithele ezimoteni nxa kunje?
Asinayo, kade sihamba ngenyawo 12 kilometers sisiye town sisazama ukuba ngamavenda sithengisa ngapha le-city council lithatha lestafu vele siyasafu. Sibona ngani mnangagasedimeka niyeza abanye ithuba.
Kodwa ukuthi angaphi ngoba kuqhubela nje ungani abantu babhemisana igwayi nje?
Kumbe ufuna nje semthathile njealokho esakwenza umgabe ikwasekufuna.
Hayi, singazi khonapho. Singazi khonapho, mina ngeke ngakutsho kodwa singazi khonokho nje.
Alapha kwesitori support kwabaphezulu ukuthi basincedise ngoba azayo sizagcina senza okuya emandleni ethu.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Hanti phela kuyavotwa phela, hanti kuthiwa la voteli zani khonapho. Uba ugawula uthabile sithi layivotele zani.
Umaziveka lo.
Ma?
Umaziveka vele kasimvotelanga wazifaka ngenkhanda.
Hayi, siyabonga ke inkosikazi Mkwena. Ungathina lokusasa mama. So that is Thokozile Mkwena. She's saying that she's happy that Mr. Mnangagwa left the country. And she's hopeful that that perhaps the Russian president or any other president of those nations will actually keep him there. She's saying we need our own president, because he's complaining about fuel and all this kind of thing.
Yeah, I think it's in line with what I want to ask Mr. Kaole. Mr. Kaole, are you there? Mr. Kaole?
Yes, I'm there.
Yes, sir. I wanted to find out from you, with all these things that are happening, do you believe that the people's patience might be thinning away? Do you think that the people have enough patience to continue under these circumstances?
Of course, people have enough patience to continue under these circumstances, depending on the situation on the ground. And what we are expecting all is that we expect things to improve from what they are in the near future. And this is exactly what we are looking at. And remember, the president, in his address to the nation, especially it was New Year Eve or Christmas, somewhere around there, he said the road is still bumpy and you are still going to experience some problems as we continue. But then thereafter, we are going to witness so many good things that are going to be brought about by this new government. But why can't we give this new government enough time to really do something? It would appear as if people really are really not patient, and people have a hidden agenda, especially the opposition. They don't want to give this new government a chance. Just give them a chance. But, and then thereafter, maybe after 6 months down the line, then we can start evaluating them to say, no, you have failed, blah, 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 blah. This is exactly how I see it.
Yeah. Mr. Kaole, people are saying that we have been told this same story over and over and over again. To be patient, things are going to be working out, and they can actually point out to the fact that prices are going up while they are waiting. So are they not justified in being skeptical about all these promises?
Remember, this is a new government. But for them to be saying they've been promised this and over, we are not referring to this new government. This is a new government. Mnangagwa is a new president with a new cabinet. Remember, Mthuli, where is Mthuli coming from? It's from Switzerland. He has been hired by this new government to do work for the nation. Why can't we give them time to fix this economy? Mthuli is an expert in that area. Mm. Why Russian things? Why?
Yes.
What's the agenda?
Mm.
Yeah.
I think our listeners are listening. They might want to ask you a few questions, but your point is quite well taken. Thank you, Mr. Gaule. Don't go away.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Yeah, so let's read some messages that we have right now. Who is saying what? Let's see on VOA Studio 7 and VOA Ndebele. We've got so many followers. Owen Joshua Kombami says, call me right now, guys. Then it's a piece of Puti says, hello, Msagazi. Kumbe bamthokazi linjani kuzobuya ke othilia njalo lo mabutho uthi unjani dube nyaphila kakhulu lo Sydney laye uthi sicela sifanele yo Sydney nibona zansi sikhulume laye kuzobuya ke uPamela Khumalo nawe ufisa ukuthi sikhulume laye so ke singazi ukuthi kume njani unanonqaba usebuyile njalo sike sakhuluma la ekseni lo Pamela Khumalo uthi mfunelani dube singazi ukuthi singabuyela ke kumbe kukhona osecingweni simfoneleyo ikhola asazi ukuthi singabe sile khola yini kumbe asila khola siyadingadinga ye so ke just go back to Reverend Dr. Kenneth Mtata. So now Reverend Dr. Mtata, you are suggesting that there should be some form of dialogue between the government, you know, and these protesters. What is the starting point? Yeah.
Yes, I think if I say the government and protesters, I will have, generalized too much, because it's not possible to identify people protesting for a meaningful dialogue. But I think the issues that they are raising are being raised at different levels. And I think those people who take these representative positions, be they labor, be they the opposition, be they the captains of industry, be they leaders of civil society, church leaders, chiefs, and different opinion leaders in society. I think we need right now urgently to bring all these people together, agree on how we want to address the bigger national question, which includes issues that have not been resolved in the, from the past, the pressing questions that make people unsatisfied, and then the urgent economic issues that are affecting people, and then the long-term economic changes that need to be done. So, and I think it is when we have this programmatic engagement on the issues that we are going to have people on the process of change. Because right now, when the government is saying people must stomach the pain, but it is going to come to an end, people must have some kind of a sense of when this pain is going to come to an end. If they don't, they get frustrated and they feel that they are being taken for a ride. So, but once they are engaged in the process and they are aware of how much they must tie their stomachs, people will then be cooperating and there will be a more positive mood nationally. Right now, we are in a country with a very, very negative mood. Even if the government proposes something that is meaningful for the transformation we need, very, very few people are going to accept and believe it. So I think this is the urgent task that we have as a nation. We need to find each other and find a new path for the future.
Thank you very much.
Ngikhona baba ngithona njalo.
Sijonile kakhulu unjani wena?
Hayi, ngiyaphila baba.
Yeah, ungapi khona manje ke njana?
Ngise South Africa.
Yeah, akutsho mama ukuthi nakho ke phela kuyenzakala kwale Zimbabwe esikubonayo. Wena ukubona njani khona?
Hayi, lokhu ngimna ngibona kungena mphumela omuhle. Ikakhulu masibheka bona abakhethe ukuthi abazimiselanga ukuthi bazame ukuyixazulula le ndaba lama-civilians.
So kodwa kuyalungiseka yini wena nxa sukhangele khonokho kwezakala eZimbabwe? Kumbe kuyahlala kunje vele?
Ukulungiseka kungalungiseka ma laba abasiphetheyo bengathi bazethise baze kithi abantu njengathi kuyithi esibavotelayo, baze kithi bazethise bakwazi ukuthi bakhulumisane lathi, banze izikhalazo zethu and bazame ukuthi bazisoze, because ngoba manje thina siyathuleka sisemazweni okuphephela, but bona they are enjoying life, uyandastanda, which is not
right. So-ke wena ubatshela ukuthi kumele kwenziweni kusukisela lamhlanje siya kusasa laphambilini, kumele kuphathwe njani udaba lolo?
Udaba lolu nje kumele nje kube le-agent, like agent meeting, babize abantu, ba-address abantu, ba-assure abantu ukuthi bazothenta, like njengendaba nje ye-fuel eyiyo enze ukuthi kube nalo umbhidisho osukhona. So ngabe ngakhuluma labantu ukuthi hhayi bantu, okay, siyazizwa izikhalazo zenu, sicela ukuthi kusinike maybe thuba sikwazi ukuthi sizisolve lezi zinto.
Hayi ke mama, sibonge kakhulu ngathina kusasa. Yeah, that is Nononqaba, the mother of Nqaba, of Nononqaba. So she's saying that, you know, there's always, you know, dialogue somewhere. So the government needs to bring itself down to the level of the people so that there could be some cordial kind of relations between the people and the government. So the government should come out and explain what is going on, especially this fuel issue and the decaying economy. So she says perhaps people can sit down and you know, polish up some other issues, you know.
Which is what I wanted to ask the Reverend Dr. Mtata. Dr. Mtata, you did mention that the government also is to earn the people's trust so that, you know, people to start really believing in whatever promises the government is, you know, is making. what does the government have to do to regain the trust of the people in this sense that we are talking about?
I think first of all, Wande, what we need is we need to agree on the kind of program of change we are all going to take up as a nation. At the moment, we get bits and pieces, and the interventions appear arbitrary and reactionary. What we need is a comprehensive economic vision that everyone recognizes, and there are not too many surprises. And people will want to see some level of moderation when the changes are taking place so that the shocks are manageable. If you increase fuel by 150%, this introduces a shock, especially if this is not matched with increases in salaries. This introduces shocks that people cannot deal with easily. And once you do this, when the mood is negative, then you create a very tense environment, and what you only need is a matches to light it, and then everything explodes. So we do not deny that there are people who may want to take advantage of the situation, as other people are alleging. But what we are raising is that there is need for us to make the burden a little bit lighter as we are going through a transition. Everyone knew that Zimbabwe was coming from a very bad place, and we were going to need sacrifices as we move along. But the way we need to do it need to be considerate, realizing that people have borne this pain for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much,
thank
Reverend.
You, Doctor. Stay on the line, please. We'll get back to you again.
Mm-hmm. So I think we've got so many people that want to be called, and most of them are in the VOA Studio 7 and VOA Ndebele pages.
Mm.
So if ever we can call those people, I think we can have a lot of people coming into the program.
Yes. We have
we've got a caller right now.
Who's we have a caller from Epworth. Muripoere. Mm. Hello?
Hey, Kiripo.
Makadini zenyu.
Kiripo makadini.
Tirikutaura nani?
Koni Jackson.
Na Jackson. Hey, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu panyaya tirikutaura iyi.
Isemanera angu ka anofana kuchinjwa hurumende apa sezvo vana kugadzirisa mutengo wedzida efuel because chikafu mumashopu zvakwira munomu zvinyanya zvitomboita kana kawani
saka munoona sekuti taura henyu taura henyu
because kuno mashopu atosvera akavharwa apa vanhu vaurayiwa kuno kwepwetu kuno
manzwa kuti kwa mavona vanhu vaurayiwa imi
Tatenda
chaizvo nemashoko enyu tinotenda zvikuru. Yes. He is saying that the government has failed. It's time for them to think of getting into a unity government so that maybe things can be straightened out as people would tend to share advice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's his point now.
Yes, of course, Dingani, Tikoza Kamakreta Masugu. He's saying, Gibbs, we have a shining example of Kenya. Inclusion of all parties affected is very important. Let the solution be universal to build trust among stakeholders. This is no longer a ZANU-PF or an MTC problem. There's need of Utonzandawonye. Cornelius Ntombedzi Mahwa says, call me right now. I think he's in Russia, 971. Which country? Country code is that? I'm not quite sure. Lawrence Mtombeni, uti ubavuka ule ukuluma into ngakowe lapa kumbe, eba mpata laini, utabuyeze kuluma konapo. Then Zink Manado says, Zanu PF should step down. That's true before it. Kumele kube njalo. Yes, sitate ukumbe skale, kumele ubavuka ule ngamafichani. So, Mr. Kaule, I think there is the last caller actually gave Zanu PF a way out of all this situation. And he's saying, you guys should just step down. You failed. So is that a good way for you? Obviously, you're not going to say yes.
I see a room. I would have another service to the elaborate. I was in the Panama Fund. Kuruma, who shall call it, with Lendo, with the one who won't get on Alba to the Wooden Zagala. I want to tell the King of Munich, who can check out Kono, who got the sea. I mean, I know who I was in the moment of whole man. When I'm in the yes, who does that? And I need the character in the pool. I do with Alma Castle and the winds that allow. Only wins on a banner to have a one of the person delay. Let's have the advantage, Yakonoko. The kids were not able to get the money. What cards would be
So what Mr. Kaule is saying is that, you know, ZANU-PF needs to be given some chance, you know, to do what it can. And he says there's some people who are saying Thuli Ncube must go. He says this is a technocrat and people just measuring his performance in a short, time. He is capable of doing better things, according to Mr. Kaule. Eh?
Mm.
So I started to call it Kong and Lapa. Kunjani Foyt? Sizokuthi silobani ecingweni sabona kunjani khona becingweni asazi ukuthi silobani singazibizo kunjani Nesbet kunjani Nesbet ukhona ecingweni hawu Nesbet usuku sikhohliwe baba Nesbet
ngikhona
line khona uyangizwa
yebo
kunjani Nesbet
yebo ngiyakuzwa
uyasizwa kodwa ngibona zani ucingo lwakho luthathela katshana ungapheli izweni lapho
okay
hayi ukhanyazana uNesbet ucingo lakhe luyehlula Nesbet we are going to call you back within the next 2 seconds we'll call you back 1 2 I think we are going to call you so I think let's get back to Reverend Dr. Kenneth Mtata. Maybe I've got a question for him.
Dr. Mtata, kana makatasa zvinhu zvakuitika izvi, zvishuwa tinoona sokuti vanhu vaita sokutsamwa, vanhu vaita sokuomerwa, nezvese zviri kuitika kubva kune zvekudya zviri kushekwa muzvitoro, kukwira kuri kuita mafuta emapeturo nezvimwe zvakawanda wanda zviri kuitika munyika, munoona sekuti vanhu vachinomweya wokuvimba here kuti zvinhu zvichanaka izvi? Nokuti sezvataona tichitanga chirongwa chino ichi kuti kune vamwe vapinda muzvitoro vachitora zvinhu muzvitoro, kune vamwe vashuta vanhu, zvatinonzwa kuti kwai kwashutiwa vanhu. Munoona sekuti mweya uyu unogona kudzorwa here ukagadzikana vanhu vakanyatsogara pasi vakatenderana kuti izvi ndo zvofanira kuitwa? Hamuoni here sekuti pane kutsamwa kwawandisa kwavapo?
Ndofunga wande nyaya yekuti vanhu vakatsamwa haizi nyaya yekufungidzira, nokuti nhamo vanhu yavakatarisana nayo yavako kwenguva yakareba. Saka kugumbuka kwavanhu nokushayiwa patience kana kugona kumirira haizi nyaya yokungoti vanhu vane weakness. I think vanhu vasvika pa point yekuti inorema zvikuru. But hatidi kuti tipende vanhu vose nebrush rimwe chete. Havasi vanhu vose vakagumbuka vari kufamba vachiputsa zvinhu nokutora zvinhu muzvitoro. Kuna vamwe vanoti kana paitavo nyaya yakadai vanoda kuzvibetsera vachishandisa nzira yokuba. Asi nyaya iripo ndeyekuti tinoshuva kuti tisvike panguva yekuti vanhu vanotanga kuva netariro. Hurumende vavariro yayo ngaive yekuti pairi kugadzirisa zvinhu irangarire kuti iri kubatsirana navanhu vane mwoyo yakaremegwa zvikuru nenyaya yekuti kwavanobva vazhinji vanenge vakatsutsumwa. Tisingakangamuwo kuti chero patakabva pamaelections, maelections angana makakatamwa akasvika kumataredzi mhosva, vanhu vakawanda vakagunununa zvikuru nezvakabuda mumataredzi mhosva iwawo. Saka kutsutsumwa ikoko hakugoni kungomuka kwakapera kana vanhu vasingavoni kuti tiri kufamba tichienda kupi. Ndokusaka ndichifunga kuti hurumende ine basa guru zvikuru, kwete rokungogadzirisa zvinhu asi rokuti ipodze mweya yavanhu nokuonekwa kuti zvinhu zvainotaura nezvairi kuita zviri kufambirana zvakanaka.
Yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. You know, Reverend is saying that it's quite obvious and it's quite clear that people are not happy and mm-hmm. they are upset about the way things are. But he's also saying that not everyone fits this category mm-hmm. Of looting that we heard about earlier on. But, you know, he also admits that the government has a lot of work to do
mm-hmm.
In terms of regaining the trust of the people and actually delivering on some of these promises.
Yes.
So that's Dr. Mtata's point. That is just mad.
Yes, I think Nesbet is back on the line. Nesbet, can you hear us? Nesbet, do you see some voice?
Can you hear you?
We are see some.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yaphila unjani lapho khona?
Hello.
Unjani lapho khona Nesbet? Siyakuzwa kuhle.
Okay. What I wanted to say is
yes.
When the current president took over from Kunta, he was supposed to start fresh, correct the mistake of the previous president. But what he's actually doing, he is continuing from where Kunta left. Because we can talk about the fuel increase and all other things that are happening today, but demanding focus on where this whole thing started.
I think your line is really bad, Nesbet. The line really is jerky, you know. So we come back to you, producer. Baba Gawule, njengoba uzizwela nje abantu babuhlungu ngokwenzakala kwale Zimbabwe, wena ube sikhuluma futhi Baba Gawule sithi kukhanya ngazani ke omthola incube kumele banikwe elinye ithuba njalo ukuthi basebenze khonokho abakusebenzayo. Kodwa abantu babona ngazani omthula incube yibo phela abayenze ukuthi kukhuphulwe intengo yefuel yepetrolo ledizili. So ke manje uyanikwa njani ithuba nxa kunje njalo lo mongameli laye kumele anikeleni ithuba ukutayenza ufuna ukwenza
okuliqiniso elibuhlungu ukuthi kuvele ukuze izinto zilezi zilunge ezawonakala emuva le kumele singene phakathi kobunye ubuhlungu umgwaqo wakhona uzaba la mabhampa sibili okukathesi kodwa phambili ngale kuzalunga kodwa okukhona ngilalela u-Reverend ekhuluma laphana ukhuluma ezinye izinto ezintilezi lezi engizithande kakhulu ukuthi okunye ezinye izinto lezi kudingekala ukuthi abantu sikhathi abanye bakhona bathi khona sebalahlekelwa lithemba yebo kukhona abantu abanjalo kodwa eqinisweni yonke ihulumende leyi i-intergate ukuthi inikwe ithuba omthulile abangabatsha brand new ministers abatsha sibili abanew ideas abalendlela ezithile asebesebenzela amazweni amanye athuthukileyo abazama ukuthi balethe ezinto ezingasincedisa kwi-economy yethu kodwa engikubonayo yikuthi kulilungelo lakho wonke umuntu ukuthi ame laphana athi ilungelo lami yileli ikakhulu ekutshengiseleni ukutshengisela khonokwane ukuthi abantu badeukuthi kulilungelo labo kusisekelo sombuso kukhona and njalo kunjalo kulilungelo labo kodwa ayisilo lungelo labo lokuthi behambe bediliza impahla yabanye abantu ukuthi abantu besebethetha abantu bediliza behambe begqikeza behambe bediliza bethathela abantu impahla abantu labo bahluphekayo njengabo akulunganga khonokho ukutshengisa ukuthi abantu balele njongo zabo ezingasozokulungisa injongo zokudiliza ekuqineni kwelanga sehlukanisa ukwehlukanisa abantu abayibo abadilizayo nabantu abalungisayo
ye siyakuza kakhulu-ke baba Gawule so he says you know the people have no right to go around looting and you know destroying property and those other things even if that person or those people have got a right to protest you know so ngizokuthi ke silo baba ecingweni lapha kuthiwa ngumabhena kuthiwa nguthima bhena thima bhena kunjani
pretty
mabhena kunjani mabhena sabona kunjani mama
akhathi
line ngingadasiani kahle ye ilayini siyayizwa sibili yakhatha asazi ukuthi e-South Africa la mntu awuhamba njani kule zulu khonapho
ona belicela nje ukuthi khona ukhiya nje lapha nje umbuzo kwabagawuli
ye khuluma mama
ubaba njekhi khona nikezele imithuba ukuthi kunini sanikezele i-P F itho ukuthi bazithuze bahlulile
ye wothike ya ucingo lwakho ntombi yami ungani luyahlupha kakhulu kodwa sizwile umbuzo wakho yokuthi banikezwe ithuba elinganani obaba uGawule eselabaniki amathuba amaningi baba Gawule
ye sobanikeza kanjani ngoba ona lonke banikeza bahlulekile
sesiwuzwile umbuzo wakho mama kodwa ngazani ucingo lwakho nganalizwakali kuhle so ke kodwa siwuzwile umbuzo wakho siyawufaka kubaba uGawule baba Gawule uyabuza lapho Pretty Mabhena uthi selanikezwa ithuba amathuba amaningi kakhulu so selifuna waphi futhi amathuba mpendule baba
ye ngithanda ukuthi ngiqondise khona kumabhena ngikuqondise mtunga ukuthi hathi amathuba owathiwoyo ukuthi anikezwe abanye hhayi ungahlanganisi umgabe ngomunye umuntu umnakabo naye ngomunye umuntu uhulumende okhona lo ogqukelwa ngomnakabo umnakabo wamutha njengoprezidenti lohulumende wakhe necabinet yakhe intsha ngawo-ke ithuba imandeti abanikweyo ngabantu eminyaka naleyo ngo-5 iqale kade ezinemva kokhetho ngawo yikwisuba asibanikelile lelo thuba sibone ukuthi baza kwehlulekela ngani
ehe hhayi siyakuza kakhulu nile themba lokuthi ukuzwile sibili sibone-ke sibona zani silenye ikhola lapha baba wandi sime njani
pane meseji japa kuna Zanorashe Mangena anoti zvanzi aiwa Mthule haana kuuya kuzeta basa tinovaziva vanhu vezanu and Zanorashe Mangena anoti zvakare Dr. Mutata vari kutaura chokwadi vamwe ava vanotaura zvakuti tidirai jecha handizivi kuti zvinobatsira chunhu ipapo here sezvo vanhu vachiedza kuti dene vagadzirisa zvinhu zvifambe zvakanaka. Nicodemus Matauriro anoti vanturi havana chavari kuita chinoonekwa. People like BT are heroes in the economy of Zimbabwe. Ndopfungwa dzavo idzodzo. And vanwana kuti kwanzi zani inoda kupuwa chanzi yechinyi ivo vanga vachingova muhurumende kwemakore ose aya. Ya, ndo mamwe mameseji aripo andiri nawo panapa.
Yes, we've got Nomalanga, Vivian Nomalanga, Pepe is saying, can you call me right now? We'll try to call you. She's saying she's in Israel and listening to us. Maybe we're going to call her. We'll try. So, ke sibuyele ke kubaba ke ungambuza Reverend Dr. Kenneth Mtata. Maybe we've got a question for him.
Reverend Mtata, kana tofamba takadini panapa nekuti zvinhu kumira kwazvaita sokutaura kwamamuchiita vemini kuti munoonawo kuti shuwa vanhu vakaita sokuti vaita sokupererwa vaita sokutsamwa hurumende kuda pamwe ine zvinoibatawo zvinoita kuti vasakwanisa kuita zvinhu nenzira nokukurumidza tofamba takatarisepi.
Sezvadambotaura hwambe pane maprocesses akati but yekutanga ndeyekuti padova novurongwa hwakajeka zvikuru wemusangano wekutanga wenational consensus building process uri kuuya pamazuva ari kutevera iwawa patinenge tangova nechokwadi chemusangano iwoyo tichagoverana nemi mugova neinformation nokuti tinofunga kuti zvakakosha kuti tisangane. Taifunga kuti tichagona kusangana pasati paita mhirizhonga yaitika nhasi. Saka ndochekutanga chatiri kufunga kuti chichaitika. Tinofunga kuti kana tichinge tapedza pachabuda nyaya vanhu dzavari kuti isu yatinofunga kuti singwi-singwi yenyika. Toda kuti tifambe zvinhu zvakadai, zvakadai, zvakadai. But kutaura kwedu isu sevanhu vemakereke, dzimwe nguva vamwe vanenge vane dzimwe nzira dzavanofanira kuona nadzo. Prosesi yokuvaka nyika vanhu vachinda mberi dzimwe nguva inoita siso vamwe vanokwira vamwe vanodzira but ndinofunga tichasvika papoint yeconvergence yokuti munhu wese ava kubatirana pamwe chete tichinanga negwara rimwe chete. Chishuvo chedu ndechekuti vematonge gwenyika vachakooperata nemaissues ari kureiziwawa navamwe vanhu vakawanda ezvikuru nemakereke kuti goenda mberi. Kana zvikakona kuita saizvozvo idzi mhirizhonga hadziperi zvakanaka. Chatinoshuvira ndechokuti vanhu tese tinzwisise hakuna nyika yakaramba ichinda mberi nemhirizhonga kwenguva yakareba ikagara zvakanaka. Hazvikashamadzi kuti nyika ipedzira yaita sana Somalia nedzimwe nyika dzakadaro dzinenge dzisingachigadziriki kana kuti dzinenge dzoda nguva yakarebesa kuti igadzirike. Saka chero munhu ane pfuti dzakakura zvakaita sei, munhu ane masupporters akawanda sei, kana vanhu vakakona kuwana mukana wokugara pasi, muno nyika yenyu inotanga kunyenguka nezhira yamusingagoni kumaneja zvokuti munokashamara nokuona zvinhu zvinomuka mukati menyika yenyu. Kana tikasvika panguva iyoyo tinenge tasvika panguva yakaipa zvikuru.
Aiwa, Dr. Mtata, tinotenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu. Asi tichakufonerai tigotaura futi pamusoro peimwe nyaya iri musangano menyu. Tinotenda zvikuru chaizvo, Reverend Mtata.
Thank you so much. We've got a caller, Noma Vivian Pepe. She's in Israel. Kunjani, mam?
Ngiyaphila, baba Dube, njani?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu. Ubona njani okwenzakala eZimbabwe?
Naye ngithi lokho okwenzakala eZimbabwe ngifisa ngabe kuqhubekela phambili. Akuqhubeke impela kuye phambili vele. So isikhathi sesiside eZimbabwe, udlame luyadingeka ngoba ngibona abanye abantu emini besithi udlame alulunganga, abantu abayenza izinto ngokuthula ngephisi. Kukangaki iyiphi iphisi baba Dube edlula ukuzithulela? Kukangaki abantu bethule bengenzi lutho, bengakhulumi lutho?
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu mama, isikhathi sesiphelile. Ungathina lokusasa.
Okay baba.
Time is up and we have to end it here. We thank our guests this evening, Reverend Dr. Kenneth Mtata, Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Council of Churches, and Mr. Philip Kaule, former ZANU-PF Cholocho TCC Chairman and former Cholocho Senator. That is Mr. Philip Kaule. Thank you so much, Zimbabweans, for watching our program. Let's hope we're going to meet again tomorrow. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye.
And I'm Janona Kawande. Until we meet again next time, please take care and good night.